And then I say out loud, I go, wow, there's just new people at the store. It might drive me out. Like, I say that out loud.
Yeah.
To, like, all the new people, whatever. You know, it's just a different vibe. It's like no longer family.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like a really weird energy. It might drive me out permanently. I let Adam Egan hear me say that.
Yeah.
I'll be in the OR. It might just drive me out, all these new people. Because let me say something, okay? The Comedy Store is it's all are welcome. That should be our
slogan. Right above.
All are welcome, but watch your mouth. That should be the second thing.
Or it'll drive me out.
Or it'll drive me out. Watch your mouth, or it'll drive me out. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it has nothing to do with minorities or men or women or this and that. It has to do with the right type of performer and person. And you have to be pure-hearted. You have to soar like an eagle. You have to immerse yourself in wind, love, light, the tactics of discipline, right? Inside, outside, extrovert, introvert. Being able to be grounded and yet loose, and be free.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, wow. Excuse me, to you, because I'm sick right now. And when you said interesting just now, I didn't feel like you meant it.
No, it was interesting. To be grounded, but also to be loose.
Thank you.
Bobby and
that
I.
That is interesting.
That is interesting.
Well, can we start with the, can we start, are you recording?
Yes, are we are, Captain.
We keep all that.
We will, Captain.
Because I didn't, what? So everyone knows I'm sick. I have a head thing. My body aches. I have no energy. I'm angry. I'm also like a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm very sensitive. I'm like a kid. I'm a little, like a little boy because I'm vulnerable. And when I get vulnerable, I need people to do stuff for me. Mm-hmm. Like cook me meals, you know,
which
to get
I
me.
Did.
Which you did. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. Can I just say this too? Whatever you made me earlier, the rice, egg, and mushroom thing was probably the best thing you've ever made me. It was made with love. But can I say this? Not always like that with you sometimes.
You choose sometimes, Clilo?
Yeah, but that was love.
I always want to make him breakfast, but he likes pastries for breakfast. That's always what he
Because I love
for.
French people.
So, and
that,
I...
It has nothing to do with anything, but I like Europeans.
It's the race. It's the
for
race
breakfast, I like umami. I like there to be a protein, and I like rice, and I don't like sweet things for breakfast. So I'm not a cereal kind of gal.
That's a lie.
Yeah,
well, I'm a longanisa egg kind of gal.
I've seen you eat green tea pancakes by yourself.
Oh, well, on top of the longanisa. That's a side, but I have to have also, you know, a protein.
In America, though, we eat sweets in the morning. And, you know, back in the day, in apocalypto days, right, you know, a chief might wake up on his Mayan temple and slaughter a goat, right? And then, like, you know, castrate a couple of his slaves. And then he might eat the shoulder of some sort of animal, like a meerkat or a eagle, for breakfast. And maybe a fruit of some sort. Maybe a pomegranate. I don't know what's over
that's
there.
That's an
right?
activity
but
see,
but
food.
In America, we don't slay and slaves and do any of that.
I don't imagine.
We eat pancakes with maple syrup.
French, baby.
France. Pomegranate's the wrong food, fruit. Because pomegranate is an activity food for people with a lot of like patience who want a little bit of taste but not a lot of fullness. And I feel like back then, if I were looking for a fruit to sustain me, why would I spend an hour eating a fruit that's only gonna fill me up 1/8 a tank?
Okay, can I just say that I just threw out pomegranate because I couldn't think of any other fruit? Have you ever thought about that, Kalila?
Well, sometimes I think
Damn.
You don't think
she
things
went hard.
Through. Logistically.
No, I think, you know, you think that little whole diatribe I did about like...
The Mayan chief.
No, even before that about like being free and then grounded, all that... None of that made sense. I'm just tired and sick.
No, I think that everything made sense up until pomegranate.
That's you, draw the fucking, you know what?
Is that where you draw the line?
You know what she's doing, dude? She's going to drive me fucking crazy. You know what she did earlier?
What?
We had a
do you know what she fucking did
what
earlier?
Do you mean, what did you do to me earlier? See, you are gaslighting me again. That's what this is. Oh my God. God.
Oh my God. God.
Order the court.
Oh
my God. Order the court.
All right.
Order the court.
Can I just stop here? God. I know, but stop.
Defend it.
You
defend
stop.
All right.
You are manipulative. You
are. Order the court.
You're going to drive me crazy. Bobby, tell the truth.
All right.
State your case.
George.
State your case.
George, all right. I'm sick and I'm weak, all right.
Mm-hmm. I just cooked breakfast.
George, all right. I'm weak, right?
See, what he
and
does.
You have to right now take charge, all right? And you have to tell Kalila that the captain speaks first. Okay. And
George,
no talking
George,
over me.
May I remind you that I brought you into the ship, that you wouldn't have a captain if I didn't bring you onto.
No.
You were on shore, and then who brought you onto the ship?
Can I just tell you, and how about this? Let me just tell you my point of view, and then you can express yourself afterwards.
Okay.
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 So, as you know, I like watching shows with people auditioning. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of The Voice. I'm a fan of X Factor UK. You know, I'm a fan of American Idol. I watch all of it. Okay. So I'm sick. I'm laying in bed. And I go to Kalila, I go, sweetie, I'm really hungry and I need juices. Can you call, you know, what's this?
Postmates
and get me juices. You know, I need two types. Mm-hmm. I need ones to defend my immune system. And the second one, I like a cacao, kind of a thick protein.
Cacao
one.
Nibs.
Yeah, like this right here. I drink this Loaded Gun. It has coffee, a coconut milk, grass-fed unsalted butter, ooh, cacao powder, cinnamon, vanilla extract. So I do a combination of two, right? Mm-hmm. So she calls and she orders it, right? And then I go, can you watch this, you know, this guy auditioning for American Idol? And she goes, no, not right now. Mm-hmm. So then when she says that, I'm like, oh, she doesn't want to watch what I want to watch. It's only a 2-minute fucking clip. Mm-hmm. Right, and I'm also sick. Right,
where's my notepad?
So I push pause. Okay, I push pause. I go, she doesn't want to watch it.
God, it's so one sided.
Yeah. She doesn't want to watch it. Right, and then so I'm just now kind of I'm sick, so I'm kind of laying on my side on the bed because I'm trying to rest my little body. And I'm old. I'm trying to rest my body because I need nutrients, and I'm waiting for my drink.
And then what did I say? I'll
and
watch
then she
it.
Goes. She goes after about 5 minutes. She goes, you know, I'll watch that video now.
Because I'm ready now.
No, at that point, I'm done.
Because I was paying bills before.
She doesn't,
that.
No, I don't want to, here's the thing with me, guys. If you don't want to watch something that I want to watch, and you're forcing yourself to do me a favor, you know what I mean? It's like when I tell my brother, watch this movie. Like, for years, I was like, watch Deadpool, I think you'd like it, right? And then 2 years later, he's like, oh, I'll watch it. I was like, at this point, it's like, I don't want you to watch it.
It's 5 minutes.
Right? Okay. So what I'm saying is that, you know, you're always like that. So when the American Idol thing, it was too late. Now she goes, let me watch it. I go, no, I don't think you want to watch this. I don't want to watch it. And then she goes, if you don't let me watch it now, I'm canceling your drink orders.
So there was a threat in
right there. I couldn't fucking believe it. Yeah. I couldn't fucking believe it. Imagine now, right?
The
I'm a sick
play.
Person, right?
Respect.
Disrespect, disrespect, right? Yeah. Imagine now. So I'm like, I'm going, I can't fucking believe this lady. She goes, if you don't show me that right now, I'm canceling the drink order.
Kalila.
And I stood my ground. I go, you know what? You're going to have to do what you're going to have to do.
Is that what you said?
But you're not watching on this American Idol thing. She's like, Bobby, in 10 seconds or 5 seconds, if you don't show it to me right now, I'm canceling it, right? And I go, fine. You're going to have to cancel it. 5 seconds goes by. She cancels it. Right? She's like, I cancel it, right? And so now...
Teach him a lesson.
I don't know what kind of...
This is your fight.
Not everything happens.
So I'm not done yet with my story. I'm not done with my side of the story, right? So I just fucking... C word in my mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cancel. I'm so sick. This bitch, right? So I
get
up.
I gave him an option.
I get up.
No, that's not what I said.
No, I get up.
No, that's not what I said.
To put my jeans on,
yeah.
Right? I put my shirt on. Mm-hmm. I get to the point where I put my shoes on.
Nope, that's not. And we're my not jacket. There yet.
Yeah, we are.
All my I
story,
said was,
you do your story when okay, you tell your story. Okay. Right? I go, I'm just going to have to go to the store and I'm sick and I'm going to drive. And she's like, you know, she goes, I'll reorder it, right, if you apologize.
Ooh.
I go, for what? And say that I'm the queen and all the things that she wants me to say. I'm the queen. I'm the right one. You apologize. Right? And I, you know, guys, I had to put my foot down. And I'm like, I cannot apologize for something that I did not do. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I have a morality. You know, I have ethics. Okay? So I leave. I get out of the house, right? And but then I forgot my phone. So I came back in the house, and she keeps yelling, apologize, or I'll order it, right?
I was laughing. We were crying laughing the whole time.
I wasn't
time.
Crying laughing. I'm fucking
Well,
sick.
You make this it sound serious. Like this was a fight.
He put his foot
this
down.
This wasn't a fight. This no. was a standoff, and we were laughing hysterically
she
the whole time.
She was laughing the whole time. I was, like, was really sick and, like...
Well, because she held all the cards. Yeah, I guess.
Right? She held... Right?
Wait, when I tell so, this story.
I'm so... So, you know what, dude? I think going to the Philippines with you mm-hmm. was like you going to war with me in a platoon. And I liked what you're doing right now. You're being sensible. Mm-hmm. You're listening to my point of view. And you know that I'm the right one.
Hey,
and
George,
I really agree.
I'm just going to say a comment there.
Let me say something to
you. I want to remind you.
Well, stop, baby. I'm not done.
That he threw you under the bus while we were in the Philippines, okay?
Okay, let's Gilbert, keep going. Let's
okay,
keep...
Gilbert, right? Gilbert from... and then here's what I ended up doing. She does... I didn't cancel it.
Why do you make me sound
the drink,
like a-
right? And I go, and she's apologize. So I go, yeah, I'm sick. I'm at this point, I'm dealing with a delusional crazy person.
Oh my
right? So
God.
Then I go, can I go? I go.
The way you make me sound is so incredible.
So then I go. I'm sorry, you're the queen. I'm gonna lay back down, and then I go. I showed her the American Idol video.
She got
my
her
account.
Way.
She got her way at the end of the way. Day.
Okay, let me tell get up you exactly.
All the, but I will let you give your yeah. right. But Gilbert, from what I just said, right?
Tread carefully, my friend.
No, don't. There's no treading.
There's no treading.
This is not the court of law.
How about they decide after I tell my story?
I just can't believe you yelled so much at Bobby.
Oh yeah, that's me, right?
And
from what you know of me, that sounds accurate.
Can I say this, Gilbert? Even though you didn't go to the Philippines with me, right?
You did war.
You're still a part of the platoon, okay. right? You just have bone spurs like Trump had.
Okay.
That's why you didn't go.
I couldn't make it. Yeah.
All right, baby.
Can I ask one question
yeah,
first?
Yeah, go ahead.
At what point did you call me and say, get me juices?
Oh, that uh-huh. was after. Aha. This is
that was
you.
Part of it?
That was a part of it, too. I forgot.
Yeah,
to
I was in line
at
Lassen's buying juices.
Right. So she had canceled the drink order, right?
And he goes, oh, I'm just going to call George then.
Yeah. So I called George.
And then what did I do? I texted George. I was like, do not get him juices.
I was in line. I was checking out. I was like, sorry, Angie. I have to go back and get more stuff. And then I get a text from Kalila. I already ordered him juices. Why is he? You don't need to get him more.
Because I didn't know that she didn't cancel it.
Okay. There's so much behind the scenes.
I know. Okay. Go ahead.
Let me tell you my side of the story. Mm-hmm. I have been sick for a week. I don't just have what he has, his little baby cold. I actually, mine required me shitting on 6 different cups to find out if I had a fucking parasite. I've been wiped out all week. Oof. You woke up this morning at 5 p.m., you started crying about how you weren't feeling good. I said, okay, let me whip you up this amazing breakfast, which I did. After that, I updated your website, and you kept saying, can you watch this video? Can you? I was like, Bobby, I have to do this for you because you have all these shows coming up. I'll get to you in a second. Yeah, but I just want, this cowboy is really good. I want you to see him sing. And I was like,
which
in
cowboy?
10 minutes.
Shut up, man. You got eliminated from the show, but shut the fuck up. His name was
I
Kobe.
Said, when I'm...
He's good.
When I'm done updating your website, I can attend to you.
Okay.
Right?
I can't wait to see how you get around certain points in the facts
easy.
Of the story. So I'm not... I can't wait to this... that's fine.
And here's,
ahead,
here's what you have to know about
go
Bobby.
Go ahead. Let's see. Magic woman.
If he wants something out of you and you don't give it to him in the split second,
right?
He throws an absolute tantrum, and I wanted to teach him a lesson.
I'm the king.
Instant gratification is not how life works. Sometimes you have to wait until I am done doing what I have to do for you.
Okay, okay.
So that I can watch the video.
Sure.
Finally, I'm done doing my job, and I said, okay, now I'm ready to watch the video.
Yeah.
I don't want you to watch it anymore. You don't deserve it.
Okay.
And I was like, wait a second, why are you having a hissy fit? I'm not ready.
Never said it that way, but anyway.
And then he does this. He puts himself in a little burrito blanket, rolls around, turns his back to me, and he goes, you don't care about my feelings. I'm sick, and you're not a good caretaker.
Yes, you're not.
And I was like, Bobby, stop being a fucking brat and show me the goddamn video now.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't do it.
Yeah.
I won't do it. You don't deserve to see this cowboy sing.
Yeah.
And so I said, if you don't fucking show me the video, yeah. I'm going to cancel all the juices that I just ordered. All
right, so stop.
No, you guys are just
how irrational. No, you. It's so fucking irrational. It's so fucking irrational.
You.
Oh my God, I can't fucking believe it.
I never once yelled at him. He was having the hissy fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then he goes, I dare you. If you cancel, you're going to see the mood. You're going to see a mood from me. And I was like, oh, so you're doubling down on your hissy fit. Mm. Why don't you just show me the video so that everything is fine. You get your juices. And then he goes, no. He goes, go ahead. I dare you to cancel it. And I was like, all right, I'll show you what the fuck I can do. I can't. I didn't cancel it. I just said I canceled it. I was like, boom, cancel the order.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, I'm just going to call George. You don't care about me.
Yeah.
Crying.
Never said it that way.
Exactly. He's still wrapped in a burrito blanket.
Yeah. That, which has nothing to do with the story.
She keeps saying burrito blanket.
I know. She keeps saying burrito blanket twice.
Yeah. And then after that, he calls you. And now I tell him, I told George not to get you the juices. So he starts putting his pants on. Oh, I'm sick, and you're going to make me go to the grocery store and get my own juices. So I was like, look, all you had to do was show me the video and then apologize for having a hissy fit about the cowboy while I was doing something for you. And I was like, if you do those two things, Bobby, you get your juices and you get to do, you win. He's like, no, on principle alone. And he starts putting his pants on. He's like, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to apologize to you. So he walks out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I felt, of course, sure enough, I'm like, he's a baby. Mm-hmm. I'm the adult. I'm going to fix this. So I said, come back in. I never cancel the order. He wins. He won the whole thing. He won the standoff. And look how happy he is.
Because you know what, baby?
But we were laughing.
I'm proud of you.
Why?
What I'm proud of you is this, right? This is why I'm proud.
You're a manipulator.
I know. I'm letting you know right now. I'm trying to be vulnerable in front of you, and I was going to give you a compliment. Can you listen to the compliment?
No, I know what you're going to say already.
No, I would have
said that. You know why?
You don't know what I'm going to say.
No.
Don't fucking do that. Don't pretend you know what I'm going to say. What was I going to say then?
You're going to backhanded give me a compliment about how crafty and manipulative I am.
No, I wasn't going to do that. And good try.
Okay, then tell me.
Okay, I want to tell you this right now. You were in a losing position in the story.
No, I wasn't. I never was.
And yet you tried. You tried to get out of it, and that was clever.
Mm.
And you exaggerated certain things of the thing, the way I was talking. This, you know what I loved about the story too? She went into her past history. I'll give you an example, mm-hmm. right? If, let's say, American Indian person, which, you know, murdered somebody, let's say, right? Sure. And then she's in court, and she's talking about the history of how American Indians are treated in this country. Mm-hmm. That's what she did with the, I was sick last week.
No, I'm still sick now.
Good parallel.
Right? Do you see how she did that? I was sick last week to gain some sort of sympathy. Right?
And you
She's
didn't.
Not sick anymore.
And you didn't when you first told everyone.
She's not
everyone,
sick anymore. Right?
I am sick.
He's still pointing at you.
So that in the beginning when she says that, I mean, this is a crafty words of wood lady. You know what I mean?
Mm.
She's using black magic and wordsmith and shadow play to fight her thing. So, you know, all those.
This is what I fear the most. If him and I ever break up, how he can skew a story to make him sound like the protagonist. Yeah. Every story he tells, he's always the protagonist. It really just blows my mind how able he is to make it sound like I'm just this horrible cunty bitch who's just making like crazy demands from him. You're a crafty motherfucker.
You're crafty.
You're
right. Can I say this too, okay?
Say it.
Can I say this right now too? Is that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I honestly, guys, I'm physically like burnt. I have no energy. I just can't even think properly. I don't. You know, I'm just, you know, I just want to be taken care of. I feel like I take care of so many people that I just, for one time, you know, want people to take care of me. Is that so much to ask? I provide. I'm, you know, I'm the responsible one, but, you know, if somebody could just, like, hold me and go, you're going to be okay for this one day, and we'll get through you through the sickness. But, you know, a lot of times leaders, they don't have that opportunity, you know? We just have to lead, you know, and people follow. Mm. And sometimes the followers, they act like they're the leaders, and yet they aren't. But I let them pretend they are. So welcome back. So I'm sick, and so baby, I learned a lot about you during that first, you know, section of our podcast today, because you're a survivor. I love you, and you're doing your best.
I will say though, that I hadn't laughed that hard when we had that standoff earlier.
Yeah, it was funny.
I couldn't breathe. I was laughing hard because I really thought that you would break.
Yeah.
I'm like, he doesn't want his order canceled, but we were both in bed.
We both doubled down like 9 times.
And we were both in bed just
we kept doubling down.
How do you walk outside the apartment?
I'm so sick. I went to the elevator. And I looked at the door to see if she would open it to go come back.
You were waiting.
And she did it, right? Yes. So I'm like, oh my
and
God.
I was in the room looking at my phone. And I was like, the juice is coming. Yeah. And but I was crying so much because I couldn't stop laughing. And when I saw him put his pants on, like I was,
she couldn't believe it.
I couldn't breathe.
She couldn't believe it, right? But the thing is that, you know, I feel like, but this goes down to a problem that I do have with her is that, like, she'll suggest movies and TV shows, and I'll watch the whole thing, you know. And then if I suggest a 2-minute,
she's freaking out, Bobby.
A 2-minute yes. video about something that I'm interested in. It's like she has one eye on the video and the left eye on like some other tweet or some other shit bullshit that she's doing.
I think this is what they call projection.
I need 100% attention, but I don't get that. But it's fine.
Okay, here's
I'm not done talking, baby. That's rude that you're interrupting me.
I'm interjecting. I'm not interrupting.
Interject.
I'm interjecting because there's something that I need to add.
Yeah.
What I need to add about is that even Steve, if you get Steve Lee will attest to this. If we discover, him and I, Steve Lee and I, discover something new and we want to show it to Bobby, it's not until he discovers it on his own is he won't appreciate it unless he discovers it on his own. So let's say I introduce him to like a band and say, hey, they're really good, whatever, right? And he'll be like, yeah, they're good. That's he doesn't want to give you the credit. But a year down the road, when he hears the same exact song, he was like, baby, you got to hear this. This is a really good song. He's like, no, I discovered it. He never, it's only him. He
it's
gets
so funny
all
because
the shine.
3 days ago, she goes, listen to this girl from France. And she goes by this name. And I fucking added 3 of those songs onto my playlist. And if I go to my fucking playlist right now, you got me so infuriated right now. If I look at all my playlists and all the movies that I bought, I can show you, right, all the movies and art that Kalilah has turned me on to that I would 100% admit that she did. She's influenced my life in so many ways. I have no idea. And if you look it out on paper, right, who's influenced who and who's more open to who, I think I would win that too in a court of law. I really do because I have proof, all right? The thing in the bell. What's that movie? The Queen of the Bell.
You keep referring to the same and only movie you've ever watched that I recommended.
No, I saw. Bell. Oh my God, it's so crazy that you
name other one.
The Bell. the motor. Oh, which one was that one with the motorcycle one with the two Mexicans?
Motorcycle Diaries. Hold on, that's not what I recommended to you. You watched that on your own, probably.
No, we saw it.
I recommended Amores Perros, and you Wikipedia'd it to lie to get out of it. You were like, "Oh, is it the one where the dogs fight?"
But that was clever. Let me repeat that story.
The diving bell and the butterfly.
All right, let me repeat the Amores Perros story again. It's a classic.
Classic shadow play.
All right, this is what I did.
This is what he does all the time. I'm glad you're admitting.
She keeps bothering me about watching this movie, Amores Perros, right? And she's like, you're going to watch it, right? I finally go, fuck, I'll watch this fucking foreign thing, right? So she goes, I'm going to take a shower first. She took a shower. And while she took a shower, I Wikipedia'd the story. Like on Wikipedia, I read the story from beginning to end, right? So then when the movie started, I went, wait, does this happen next? And she's like, yeah. And I go, oh yeah, I saw it.
That's good.
Right? And how clever is that? And she goes, oh, you saw it? Yeah. And then this happens. And she goes, oh yeah, you did see it. I go, yeah, we'll watch something else.
Well, you just rob yourself of a great experience.
I know I did, but can I say something? But I also learned new things. I learned in that situation how to survive. And I learned a new, clever shadow play, right? Mm. To survive in certain scenarios, right? That in this day and age, you can do that with a lot of things. You know, let's suppose, you know, you and I are on a date, which I would never date anyone that looks like you, but that's a bad. I don't want to. Let's just pretend somebody else is here.
This is a camera. You're
one of the ugliest people I've ever seen. You're a very good person, though. And I guess in certain angles, like, right, that you are good looking. Like if somebody saw you from behind you and looked at the back of the head from like 3 miles away, but right. Really, but let's say really a girl, going. Right, and she, let's say we're on a date, and she's like, "Yeah, I really like Russian poetry." And she goes to the bathroom, and I'll just Google Russian poetry right there.
Name drop.
Right, and just so I have certain things that would have when she comes back that I could have, you know?
That's being fraudulent.
And real. And surviving. Can I be honest with you? All of it's fraudulent.
Yes, you're not wrong there.
Right?
My cousin Luisa, who I love a lot, she lives in Cebu, and she's had issues, you know, like dating like the right men. So I was like, oh, let me set up a dating site for you, or a dating profile, right? So I set up a dating profile for her yesterday, and I couldn't get out of there fast enough. As soon as it was time to choose who and read people's bios, I told Bobby, I was like, I'm out. I am out. It is so fraudulent. Like everybody's just putting they're their best selves mm-hmm. out there, and in a cheeky way, and like, you know, it's attempting to sound smart but not too nerdy, but also kind of funny. And I'm like, oh, it's all just a disgusting game. I hate it all. Mm-hmm. So if he ever leaves me, I'm gonna be a confirmed bachelorette with many animals.
Now, I think that done. You should let me. If I died, I want to predict. I predict that you with either Bryce or George, I think I'd feel comfortable.
Oh my God.
Because I want to be in heaven, and wherever I am, and I want to look down, and I want to cackle. I want to cackle like a fucking hyena.
Let's go with Bryce for this scenario.
Yeah. You and Bryce together. Oh my God. Cackle, 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 cackle. Or George with his pink dick. Oh, cackle, cackle, cackle.
Who would you make Bobby if you died? And what? He in your will, you're like, Bobby, you have to date this person if I die.
I think Bobby would choose a man. I think that
she really
it got me.
She really is pushing all the right wrong buttons right now.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna choose a dude, baby.
I don't think you're gay.
Yeah, I'm not.
I just think you'd choose a man.
You know, we were looking at houses the other day, and she's like, yeah. And I happened to want to look at a house that happens to be in West Hollywood.
And I love West Hollywood.
And her eyes are, why do you want to live here?
She gave you a little bit of
investigating, like, oh, because I want to suck dick all day long. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? It's a nice house.
Look, on the Kinsey scale, I think that you do tilt, you know, you do sit more on one side than the other. That's all I'm saying. I'm
99.9% heterosexual.
Yeah, and when I die, that 0.1% is gonna come alive.
You think that's what?
No, I don't think so. I think I would be the ones. Just I'm imagine if you died. Okay, mm-hmm. What I would have to go through. It would be suffering. My life would be suffering from then on out. All the little things of just like the animals and just being alone, and just thinking everything that reminds me of her. If I look at my animal's face, it'll always remind me of Kalila. Every cranny of this house, it would be a shattering reminder of what you're losing.
There's one thing that he did in the Philippines that will forever sit in my love memory bank.
Here we go.
I'm about to say something really nice
about you. And I can't wait to hear it.
Redemption.
So Bobby's not a good on the fly kind of guy. Like, he doesn't know. He's not a problem solver on his feet. And in the Philippines, I don't know what happened to me. I had a really long day and I was really tired, and I fell asleep upside down on the bed. Completely. I didn't even like shower, no nothing. I was just so exhausted that I was in the middle of this big bed, and he didn't bother moving me, didn't want to disturb me, but knew that I was probably cold. But he didn't want to walk down to ask for more blankets for me. So I wake up in the middle of the night and I have 6 bathroom towels on top of me. I'm still upside down. Mm-hmm. He's sleeping on a tiny little bed in a corner. Mm-hmm. But he wanted to keep me warm. He put all the bath towels that were available in the room on top of me, and he slept on a little sliver of a bed next to me, and I thought that was the sweetest thing.
Upside down, completely naked. Right, and the air conditioning is full blast. And I'm like, what? And you could tell she was out. Like, she was...
Which is rare.
Rare, right? So I didn't know what else to do, but... you know...
That was romance, sweetie. I woke up and my heart felt so like, oh my God, that was the nicest thing anyone's ever done.
You're welcome. I'm glad, happy to do it. You're my love, okay? you know, relationships are... I've never been in one this long.
Me neither.
Yeah. And I also want to say what Dr. Drula said last week, because people are like online. Did you contact Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Tweeting me. Dan, did you... It's like, number one, that it's not as if that was the greatest idea Dr. Drew has ever said in his life. Right? He made it seem like that's like, you know...
I did get choked up, though.
I did get choked up. And when he said it, it made me choke up. But just realistically, like, what is Dan going to do? I love him. I can thank him for all his help. But he doesn't live in LA, right? He doesn't know what meetings to go to. He doesn't know... You know what I mean? Mm. And, you know, I already know what to do. I already know what to do, Dr. Drew. Right? And here's another thing when... Here's another thing that people have to stop doing is a lot of times people will make these podcast posters online, mm-hmm. like on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Someone will do like a Photoshop of like the podcast Avengers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll be Joe Rogan, Callan, D'Elia, Theo Vaughn, mm-hmm. Joey Diaz, Brendan Schaub, you know, these types of guys. And then, and I'm not on them. And then 1,000 people go, where's the Slap King? Or Bob? Where's Bob? You're dissing Bobby Lee live. It's not like you know, I'm this. Whoever's making this thing, it's not as if everyone likes what I do. You know, the people listening now, I'm so grateful to you because for some reason or another, you even when I'm not on or I'm sick or I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, like today, mm-hmm. right? You guys still seem to understand why you like me. I don't know why you do. I love you. But why you like me? In fact, I'm coming to San Jose next week.
I'll be in Houston. This weekend.
And also, I'm going to Houston, Texas, too, the following week. Come and see me. But, you know, you guys seem to come out and really... here's another thing is because of Tiger Belly, you know, I'm getting, like, bigger date. Like, Caroline's wants me back. I'm not doing it, but I think that has a lot to do with Tiger Belly. You know what I mean? So thank you, Tiger Belly people.
I think it's sweet when they do that. Like, where's Bobby Lee live? Like, they feel like I don't want people.
And I'll. But here's the thing: what I do is I always respond like, "Yeah, where am I?" I did that a couple of times, and then I felt like you know, bad about it. But and also, Kalila and I are very close to getting a house, and you know, I think what
so funny.
It's just it. I don't know. Like, there are forces. Against us. It's almost comical how close we are to getting several houses, and something always falls through.
Yeah, like we're the only one that make an offer on this one house 2 days ago, mm-hmm. and the guys because it's not. Listen, when I don't want to throw away numbers, but the number of the house isn't something that I can actually afford. The limit that I have mm-hmm. is my limit. The limit is like I can do this.
Which is smart because you don't want to be house poor. That's the right. biggest yeah. mistake.
I can go above it, but then I got to add so much more stress to my life mm-hmm. in terms of more gigs.
Not worth it, yeah.
And more, I need to find more money, you know? And so this is it. So, you know, we're the only one that wants this house. And then they're like, yeah, you're going to have to write a letter.
That is so weird.
I go, what letter? Just how much you're in love with the house. Which I've never written a letter to anybody before. So I had her write it.
Of course I wrote it.
The letter was nice, though.
I was like, all right, well.
But But she wrote it like a love letter.
I did.
It's like they're destined to be together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dearest.
Like, yeah, soulmates, they're soulmates. I had to describe the way I felt when I walked through the doors, the floor, the succulents in the backyard. It was like a fucking Daniel Steele romance novel I wrote.
Yeah.
And they still said no.
Well, they're like, they're trying to convince them, but we might not find a place because what Kalila and I have discovered during this year journey of trying to find a fucking, number one, it's stressful. 2 years, is that we don't, you know, like I can walk into Sebastian Maniscalco's house, which I've been in his house, and it's super nice. Like you can see, you know, his lamp fixtures are like Italian. They have like weird like shapes to it, like a Cirque du Soleil.
Fancy.
Yeah, yeah. Like his house looks like a Cirque du Soleil play. You know what I mean? Where things are like gold and, you know what I mean? It's so nice and twisting and everything's like, there's like, you know.
They're like adult
things falling from the, you know, like, what do you call it? Like, not flags, but like.
Banners?
Thing. Yeah, things just dangling and chimes and really nice stuff, right? I've been to Dalia's house. It's just not for me. Right, we have a very specific, you know what I mean, taste, but that means that most houses don't have it.
I think that you and I want a mix of zen but whimsical. Like we like the feeling of like we're looking for a mood. So and our mood is a lot of wood and a lot of like a Japanese, like a Zen garden, basically, but with quirkiness. So little like bright little flowers on a wall or some shit like that. We like the, we're still very childlike. We're very young-hearted. So we like there to be like a childlike aspect to the Zenness.
But when people go, well, check out this Asian house, you know, they'll show a house that like looks like
a temple.
A temple. That's not what I want.
That's too much.
That's way too much. Yeah. I need like, you know, in the middle there. I mean, we saw a house the other day that's like in you know, West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would have just, I mean.
What did it look like?
It's like literally this. It's like a plastic little house. It's interesting. But things are made out of plastic. It's got like, I can't even tonally, it was just weird. Like almost like you're living in like a Motel 6 that's in Japan. That's okay. The only way I can explain it. And I walked in, everything about it, right? But here's the thing. It's like this little tiny house, but around it are these gigantic apartment complexes. So it's like you're being swallowed up by West Hollywood.
Oh.
Right? It has this feeling of like unrestful, a very unrestful feeling. But I love it. Because I love the fact then when you walk out of this thing, it doesn't look like any other house there, and that it looks like we're in the city.
Oh. I didn't like it.
She hated it.
Not yours.
When I said to her, I go, I'm going to make a bid, she was almost like, if you make a bid, we're done. I can't live here.
I'm a feel. If I walk, I'm very sensitive to I don't know, the way the walls feel, the way the air circulates, and it has to feel like a happy home or I'm out. I don't care if you have all the bells and whistles. If I walk through that door and it doesn't feel like a happy home, or I can't imagine my Christmas tree looking over and saying, oh, I have the warm fuzzies, I'm out.
Like the downstairs was, there's no way out. There's no windows because it's like...
It was a prison.
It was like a prison. When you walk downstairs, just like you can feel that you're underground.
Whoa.
Like a bunker. And that's my most favorite feeling.
Feeling like you're in a
bunker?
We just
told everyone we were looking for Zen, and then you're looking for a bunker?
No. You're right. I do want Zen. That's why I didn't get the house.
Yeah.
Right? But there is a part of me, right, that likes...
Fallout. Yes, we get
Fallout.
It.
Fallout.
Yeah.
Right? What are you doing?
We have another paper. Ad?
Yep. Oh, my God. You just... I'm trying to be better with you, man.
You're trying to be Zen, bro.
I want to love you, man. I want to talk to you guys about... I know you don't want to talk about it, but my brother and Kate Hudson
are dating.
Don't give it away.
No, but I'm not going to give away what happened in the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I can talk about that. We did a podcast.
Yeah, you can talk about the podcast.
Yeah, so Steve and I went to the Pacific Palisades mm-hmm. to go to Kate Hudson's house to do Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson's podcast.
Insane.
We show up there, and I call Oliver. I go, "Where are you?" He's like, "Yeah, man, I'm 30 minutes away."
Oh.
I go, "What do I do?" He goes, "Just go in." I go, "We're not, we don't know her."
Just walk into Kate's house.
With Mike's, with Rage Man? I'm not going to walk in there with Rage Man, see what, you know.
Just test the waters out, yeah.
So my brother and I walked 15 blocks away because we looked like stalkers. Imagine two Asian guys sitting inside this gate of you know, apparently it was a Goldie Hawn's house. Mm-hmm. Mm. So we're standing in front of this brown gate, right, with other paparazzi and people, like, driving around and fans.
Oh, you see them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my brother and I are just standing there, like, fucking, I go, "Pretend you're trimming trees." Like, we're like this, you know, tree brothers or something, that we're there to landscape or do something, right? So you walk 15 blocks, right, and then for the whole time, I was telling my brother, I just kept saying to Steve, I go, "No matter what they say, if you show any kind of anger, we're done. You know that, right?"
Oh.
To my brother.
Serious, yeah.
He's like, "Dude, what? I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just letting you know that this is like, that's the biggest, my biggest nightmare. To have Kate Hudson say something to Steve, right? Steve rage out, yell, right? And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm fired off of splitting up together. I don't know. You know what I mean?"
Yeah.
But I have to say, my brother is a survivor, and he went in there, and I kept telling Oliver and Kate, I go, "That's not really him." But they kept going, "Oh, we love him." And Steve's like doing this innocent thing, like, "I don't know nothing." Right?
He's scared.
And then I'm just eating off of my brother's hands. He really is a special.
A performer.
He really is a performer.
Mm-hmm.
My brother has, through years of survival in, you know, in America, he is an American citizen. But,
yeah.
Right. Like I just said, like
you he was
like just
he wasn't.
Yeah, from Thailand or something. that he's learned, he learned how the mask that he needs to wear that's going to make people love him. Mm. Like, we all have masks. Right, the way I act in an AA meeting isn't the same way I act in a comedy club. The way I act in a comedy club isn't the same way as I act in front of Kalila's family. We all have, there are versions of yourself.
Who gets to see you unmasked?
You're the only one.
Completely.
And I feel bad. Because she sees sides of me that no one has ever seen. I act like such a fucking baby. I act like such a spoiled brat. I just like have no, I don't think that's right to be like that in a relationship. I maybe have to change that, but for some reason I don't think about wearing a mask. I think I'm free here. She's seen my funny sides, my gentle sides, my nightmare sides, right? Everything. I've seen a lot of things of you too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen a lot of weird sides.
But would you? Would you call me overall, based on you knowing me for the past almost 6 years, would you call me pretty stable, sort of stable, or unstable?
Well, I can only compare you to my own experiences with other women, my other relationships, and compared to them, you're stable.
That's a relief, because I always thought of myself as being, especially in my 20s, yeah, really unstable, because I always led with my feelings.
Yeah.
I didn't always lead with my head, and sometimes I couldn't sort out my feelings so often, and I would lash out in relationships. Mm. And I always thought, I wonder where I stand. I wonder how people like perceive me, like from the other end, like as him, like as my partner.
Yeah, but I'm only basing it also on I know how I behave. You don't think that when I behave irrationally or I rage out or I'm just being intolerable, that I'm in my head I'm going, "What the fuck? You're being intolerable right now. Why did you say, like, I say things to myself. Why the fuck did you just say that? That's crazy." Mm. She was just trying to be nice. But I just can't help it.
Oh, my God. I thank you every day of my life, though.
Why?
I have never grown so much in such a short amount of time than I have being your girlfriend. It forces the growth out of you. If you've ever wanted to delay your adulthood, there was no time for that with you. In my head, I was like, oh, he's childlike. I can be childlike with him. No, someone had to be the stable adult. And initially, in the beginning, we were both unstable. Eventually, I was like, this can't. One has to give in.
Hallelujah,
I gave in. And on top of that, you have taught me how to have really thick skin, which I didn't have before.
Yeah.
And so the amount of growth.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen when girls were even more childish than me, that does not work.
Oh, really?
Like one of my girlfriends, you know, we were at Vegas, and my brother was there with me in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And she's like, anyway, I'm going to go up. It's like almost 2 a.m.
You guys were gambling.
We're gambling. And I go, yeah, we'll be up in 30 minutes. She's like, are you sure? I go, yeah, I mean, I'm having a good time with my brother, but I'll be up there in 30 minutes. I probably go up there about an hour in after. And we're having a good time. Mm-hmm. She locked my hotel room. I couldn't get in. You know, the chain and all the whole thing?
Yeah.
Until the next morning.
So you didn't have a place to stay?
I stayed at my brother's room.
Jeez.
My point is that when that right there, it took me about 6 months to break up with her after that. But that was the beginning of the end. Of like, that's like crazy, right? I'm having fun with my brother. Like if she goes, I'm going to go to, Quinda and I are going to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
To go, you know, to snorkel. Because I know how much she loves snorkeling. And then like she calls me like a week later and she goes, we're going to stay here for another 2 weeks. You know what I'd say? Have fun. You need money? I would.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's no weirdness. You know? She's also the best about, although she still does it, and I get why she does it, because you're in a relationship, but the checking in thing. I've never been a checking in, like a parole officer kind of a thing, where women act like parole officers.
Well, you view it that way.
I do view it that way.
I view it as connecting and caring.
I know. That's what's great about it. That's the real.
Yeah.
That's the real.
Because if we don't have that, we have nothing.
Exactly. And that's why I check in.
Because it's not because you're my lover. It's because you're my friend.
Bingo.
I check in with my friends every day too.
That's real. That's real. And that's the healthy. And that's what's real. Still, it seems like they're my parole officer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not you, but previous girlfriends. Like, I texted you an hour ago. How come?
I don't do that.
I know
with
you don't.
Though.
That's why I'm saying that's why we've lasted. But I've had little girls go, you know, I texted you like, you know, how come you text me back? I go, because I'm not a criminal.
I killed nobody.
I follow the law. You know, I'm a decent human being. Check in. Who the fuck are you? Right? But with her, she like at 2 a.m, like if I say I'm going to the spa.
Yeah.
And like I should be home at 1 and it's 2. She'll just check to see if I'm alive.
Yeah.
Which is different.
Different energy.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, thank you. Are you mad right now?
No. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, I was like, what's happening
in the fight?
I'm trying to understand the folly of my ways. That's all.
There is no, you're doing it perfectly. But yeah, I can't be in a relationship if it's like, if that's in play of like, you know. Yeah, talking and going, express how you feel about this situation so you don't hold resentments is one thing, right? But to constantly be out, right, and like, and the last thing this girlfriend did, I told you this, but I'm gonna say it again, is when, you know, she texted me that she had a callback on a commercial, like in the morning, because she slept somewhere else, and then like I woke up like 4, and I read the thing saying that she got a call back from a commercial audition. And then she calls me and I go, hey, I just woke up. She goes, who fucking wakes up now? And I go, oh, comedian, you know. She's like, me. Bye. And she just hung up. And that was it.
I I will say
I can't do it.
That having been your partner for a very, very long time yeah. and knowing that you can be very one-sided about your storytelling, I will give her the benefit of the doubt in saying that, you know what, maybe you had some things you hated about her, but I'm sure she had a full arsenal as well of things that really frustrated her about you.
Maybe.
And I
loves you.
One day,
maybe
one day, I think you'll find it in your heart to maybe apologize to her.
I am sorry. You know what? I'll honestly, I want to apologize to all my girlfriends. I am so fucking sorry. There's probably 9 of them that I should sit down and go, I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry I did that. I'm irrational. I'm crazy. I don't even know why you even, you know, went out with me for that long. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. But then I want to say, but I did do this and do that and do this, which, you know, I'm going to say this for all my fucking irrational behavior in relationships. Here's the one thing, and this is maybe a bad thing, but I've always been generous.
Yes.
I have. That's a fact.
Yes.
Like if a girl's like, yeah, I don't, you know, I have too many shifts. I go, take some time off. Don't worry about it. I got you. You know, take half, you know.
That's how you derailed me.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
The best thing about the kind of generosity that he has is, mm-hmm. in Bisaya, there's a term called boy buyon. No, you're not. Boy buyon is bad because there are people who are very generous, but they actually have a hero complex. And if you don't give them what they want from you, they'll hold it over your head. They're the people who give, but never forget what they've given. Mm-hmm. Bobby, he gives. Mm. With the true desire to just help you and not remember that he helped you. And I think that's the beauty about kind of generosity.
I remember.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you're keeping tabs. There are people who keep tabs.
But no, here's the thing, though. Is that, oh, God. This is going to be hard to say because I gotta be very sensitive with my words here. There is somebody I've helped all my life. Most of my life. I fuck Steve. There's no way around, right? Right? I have, okay? My brother, he's the number one guy, right? Mm. Throughout my whole life. And I will continue to do it to the end of time. He's a part of me. He's flesh and blood. And I love him. He's my brother, okay? There was a time where he wasn't as generous toward me, which, you know, in vice versa, if you think about it, you get offended by it. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a time, like there would be times where, yeah, I you know, I help him with his electrical bill or his phone bill or whatever, and then like I forget my credit card at home, and I need to buy a coffee, it's an issue, right? Until he changed, but he used to be like that, like $5 was like a huge deal, and then I'd be like, bro, you know what I mean? Like, you know, of all the things. But, you know, maybe I'm just being childish. But he has changed. My brother's so much, he's so good about money now. He's very generous. He gives me birthday gifts. It's great. Socks every fucking time. Anyway, what are we doing at time? Because I'm sick and I can't
even. We got a question.
Wait, what are we doing at time though so far?
Over 50.
Is it good? I like this one.
This is fantastic.
It's a fun one. It's a good one. It's a good one to have because.
It's a good one to have.
This is John. He will strike you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a good one to have is because I don't have a guest. I'm sick. I was like, again, you know, scared. Some crazy antics happened earlier, which, mm-hmm. and at the end, you know, we got some good ones coming up, you know. And I thought Craig Ferguson, Dr. Drew, those are some good ones. Who else did we have the last couple of months? You know, we got to get Andy Dick.
Yeah. Mm hmm.
And if you guys,
Dane Cook texted me today.
Oh, great!
Yeah, he's like, "When am I on?" So I don't know. I think you're off the ball.
No, I am.
No.
If he texted you, then his. Well, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but yeah,
they've been in contact. Been don't worry about it.
They've been talking.
I don't know why though. Dane Cook's calling me, going, "What the fuck is
Neither
going on?"
Neither do I. I'm not going to throw
it to you then.
No, I get all the messages too, and everything is fine.
I don't give a fuck if it doesn't happen. I don't care whose fault it is. If it doesn't happen on my end,
why hasn't he told me he's on next week? Then I want a confirmation.
Why are you getting angry? Why are you getting angry?
We're all sick.
You got angry at me.
I know, but you're supposed to be soft. You're supposed to not show that side. You're supposed to be the cool-headed producer.
I've offered next week. Okay. And,
go ahead.
And
let's do that.
I'm helpful advice with
Harvey. Okay, you fucking went through your voice.
Dear Tiger Belt. When were we? When we were younger, my older brother.
When we were younger,
my older brother and I used to get along great. When my brother
can you
moved,
repeat that? I'm sorry, Gil.
When we were younger, my older brother and I used to get along great. When my brother moved to high school, he became more busy with work, so we drifted apart and spent less time together. But would still talk, play video games, and etc. For the past 3 years, my brother has been away from my family at university, so we have had very little time of communication and only see each other around Christmas time. The first Christmas, he avoided me, and he would only reply with a word or two. With the second, he would only insult me. Oh. And for the most recent, he pretended I didn't exist. The one time he spoke to me was
okay,
when
I
they wanted to say, this summer will be, basically they're going to see each other for the last time. It's going to be
long. Why the last time?
They're going off, moving to different places. So he says, you all have such good sibling relationships. Mm. How can I at least be speaking to my brother?
Here's what it is.
Will. His name is Will.
Hi, Will. Here's what it is. What is this? My brother and I, when he was in ASU and I lived in LA, I didn't see him for years. We talked once a year. You know, it's when later in life, when you realize that, oh, human beings are scoundrels. And especially in LA, there's a lot of insects who want to grab you and they lie and all, you know, and you realize that family is all you have, really. I think my brother and I both just one day went, okay, we realize this is our love. But I don't think that love, if you look at my Instagram, I do a series of photos. The last photo is when my brother and I was in high school. If you can look at that photo, that's what pretty much our relationship was in his early 20s and in my mid-20s, was just kind of this, you know, there was love, but we're not kindred like we are now. Mm. I think you'll find Will later in life. He'll come around. Mm-hmm. You're already thinking of it. Mm-hmm. You already want it to happen. It's going to happen, but it might not happen now. He might have to live some out there. He might have to get hurt a little bit. Go ahead, baby.
No, I think you said it right. I think that he will come around. I think that when you are a young man, a lot of things are brand new or happening in your life that are very shiny and new and can take you away from family. It's the same way I'm sure a lot of mothers feel when their kids grow up and go off to college and all of a sudden they're not calling mom every day. Mm-hmm. I think that's I think you're experiencing something that parents experience when their child goes off. And it doesn't mean that he loves you any less. It just means that he's distracted by the new things in his life. But when he gets older and things settle and you get settled, I think you'll find your way back to each other and build a bond stronger than you've ever had in your teens. Mm. But I never had that with my sister. We were always close.
You guys were also put in a situations where who had the kind of life experience that you had that could relate to you. I'm pretty sure your sister's the only one that could say that. You guys went through the same profession as swimmers. Mm-hmm. You had the same mother who was probably at the time she's a trophy mom.
Yeah.
Right. She would physically harm you if you didn't do stuff right. Mm-hmm. And you guys basically, which is traumatic, and you lived through. I think my brother and I have the same thing, I guess, and many times.
But your brother and you and your brother have a bigger age gap. So that also accounts for something.
Yeah.
My sister and I are only a year apart. Mm. So when I say that we grew up together, we actually grew up together.
Yeah.
I was never far behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when something happened in her life, let's say she got her menstrual cycle, I was only really a year behind.
She could also be like a twin, but she just, her twin is on the other half of her body.
You know the twin thing that you talk about where like twins feel what the other feels?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same with her and I. If she's not feeling well or if she's feeling uneasy, Or if I'm not feeling well, feeling uneasy, before I can even admit to myself that I'm feeling a certain way, she's already calling me saying, "Hey, are you okay?" Mm. It's a weird.
I have the same with my mom. Like if I fart, she queefs, and it's unbelievable. And we call each other.
She calls you.
I go. Did you queef? She goes, "Yeah, you fart." I go, "Yeah, it's great."
Wow, mother
it's
and
family.
Son.
Yeah. They're both bloody too sometimes.
Oh god.
Oh my god, Bobby. You ruin a perfectly loving advice section.
Does Will, good God bless and take care.
God bless
and enjoy.
You,
Will. We have one more email.
I don't really.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
This is from our friend named Lou.
Good
morning, Slept
you.
Kingdom. It's 5 a.m. and I just woke up from a crazy dream that I have to share with you guys.
Oh my god.
I'm walking down the street of my neighborhood with some friends and we pass on. This is real.
Are you being real?
This is real. It's not a joke.
That's funny.
We pass an old white man who gives a very off-putting look. We try to ignore it, but starting getting the feeling that he's following us. We run up to a house with the porch lights on, but no one seems to live there. We decide to stay there until we feel safe to come out. Until we notice the creepy man is standing outside, staring into the house, and begins to shoot. I hide in one of the bedrooms and begin dialing 911. When I reach the operator to tell her our location, I say, "Your P.O. box address." Once I woke up, I knew the address was familiar, and I had to check. It was indeed the Tiger Belly P.O. box. Do you guys think dreams hold secret meanings? What could mine mean?
That's the scariest. Dude, I'm being real right now.
Our address.
Dude. That means that this person is going to shoot fucking...
our P.O. box? So he'll shoot a bunch of mailboxes.
No, but someone's going to shoot... Is our P.O. box where George is?
No!
No!
It's a business.
We have a facility.
It's a facility.
Yeah, but the P.O. box...
We don't own it.
Is there anyone in this facility?
Yeah, the owner of the P.O. box.
Call the FBI. That's that one. That one's scary. Anyway, thanks for
that.
It's just a dream.
Thanks for
papaya.
I had a dream a couple days ago. Remember I told you about?
I'm so fucking cold.
George, can you turn the air off real quick?
I'll do it. Just continue.
I need your input, though. No, remember? I had a dream where Bobby admitted to cheating on me with 46 women.
Jesus. That's how old he is?
46. And I was crying. But then after that, I was like, you know, if he had cheated on me with one person, it might have been more painful than 46. And I was trying to explain that to him. And I was trying to, like, come up with a, like, proper rationale. I was like, yeah, because if he's cheating on me with one person, that means it's probably a lot more emotionally involved. And that he's checked out of me emotionally. 46 just means he's just plowing through pussy and not even taking the time to get to know them or their names. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in my sick rationale, I somehow made myself feel better. And I was okay when I woke up from that dream. I was like, okay, it's not that bad. 46 isn't that bad. One is bad.
Interesting.
God, I'm a sick human.
Well, but before I forget, remember that dream I told you about that I had? Basically, do you guys remember the scene from Inception where there's a van?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm in a van. It's raining really hard.
With Cillian Murphy in it?
Was he in there? Yeah, it's they're incepting people in a van.
Oh, yeah, okay, different
Inception.
One. Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the van, and then I'm like on the ground, my butt is up in the air, and it's you and your sister wearing like your nurse garb. You guys are trying to put something in my butt, and I'm saying no, and Renzo's driving the car, and it's just raining, and it's just like bouncing back and forth, and then the dream just ends.
What am I trying to put up your butt? Was it an animal? Were you constipated?
There was something with a metal, and then like an old phone, like this wire attached to a box.
Oh my god.
You guys are fucking weird.
I feel like that's something you would really enjoy in real life, getting pegged
by
two sisters in a van. What were you going to say, sweetie?
He's cold.
Are you okay?
George.
Will we live to see another day? You know, we never really gave our audiences the full Philippine experience.
Oh.
But that's because I do want to explain this. We were very excited when we first came back from the Philippines, and immediately we recorded a Patreon the next day. And without the intention of really spilling everything about the Philippines, but we inadvertently did.
Yeah.
So if you do want to hear about our trip back home, definitely check out our Patreon, and it's all in there.
We should give a free episode. I've got at least a clip of the Patreon to the main RSS feed at some point.
Cool. Yeah, for sure. Especially that one. And It's because we had a guest last week. So
yeah, so we wanted to keep it fresh.
And when we recorded the Patreon, everything was still so fresh in our minds. Mm-hmm. So I almost feel like the timing was just off to talk about it on this episode.
Yeah.
Any shows for Bobby?
No, yes, Bobby will be at the San Jose Improv this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And next weekend, he's at the Houston.
You always say that.
I always have a problem with that word.
The Houston.
Houston Improv. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well. You can go to BobbyLeeLive.com. I just updated a bunch of new shows.
And thanks again to our sponsors, Ridge Wallet, The Zebra, and Brooklinen. For 10% off, go to Ridge Wallet.
Well, here's another thing I want to
promo
say.
Promo code BELLY.
Here's another thing I
want to say. Or, keep going. Spell. Go to TheZebra.com/BELLY.
What's wrong with you lately?
He has to do that.
Give it a shout out to our sponsors.
Oh, you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Babe, come on. See, this is what he does. This is exactly what he did when I said I didn't want to watch his cowboy video.
It's a good technique.
If you don't give him exactly what he wants immediately, he's going to resign like this.
All right, I'll cancel all the sponsors then. Come on, babe, what were you going to say?
That when you do that, though, when you do that, it makes me even angrier.
He will fight you, bro.
Now you're going to stand up.
I honestly forget what I was going to even say. Oh. That's what the problem is. So anyway, thanks for listening.
He wins every time.
And also thank you to Brooklinen. Use promo code TIGER at brooklinen.com.
And once again, make sure for all Bobby's tour dates, go to BobbyLeeLive.com. You can also follow him on Instagram at BobbyLeeLive. You can follow Kalila at
CalamityK. And Gilb, will you give the update for the merch?
Oh, yes, guys. As you can see, Kalila's sporting our gray long sleeve me walking down the street shirt. It is, she turns around, it's Bobby walking on a sun that is whistling on a street. And it's one of the best shirts in the world. And that will be coming out in April. So everyone, be on the lookout. We're going to have some new merch. Make sure you snag it before it sells out. So follow us on social media, which is at TigerBelly. And on Twitter, at TheTigerBelly. And email us any questions at TheTigerBelly@gmail.com. Everyone, have a good night. We love you.